Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Tips, advice, hacks, navigating the crazy world of parenting. It's The Feed with Kevin Begley, Star 99.9.
All right, every Thursday we talk to our friend Callie from budfirstcoffeeblog.com. This is our first one of 2023, and I feel like a lot of people are setting goals. I've noticed that a lot of people don't like to use resolutions to say that. Everyone's saying goals, which I love. I think it's a great way to do it. And some people struggle with being intimidated by it. So what are some tips for people to stick to these goals, or any advice you have, Callie, for doing that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't hate the word resolution, but I also prefer goals just because it seems more aspirational to me, where like a resolution feels like it's a consequence to something. So I'm very in on that shift as well. And I think that I like using the word goals too, because I'm a big believer like that you don't have to wait for January 1st, like start whenever.
Right.
I usually think about my goals in like November, and I'm usually starting by December. But I do have a few tips that I do think make it easier. My first one, whether you're making a resolution for the whole year or you're just working on a goal, always focus on the total goal. Lots of times when we look at a resolution that we're making for the year, we kind of look like at something weekly, like I'm going to read one book a week, or I'm going to cook two healthy vegan meals a week or whatever. And the problem with this, instead of creating a total goal for the year, is we're all going to like run into a week where things get crazy, whether life gets crazy or you get sick or you go on vacation. And then a couple weeks pass and maybe you didn't read a book or you didn't eat any, plant-based meals or whatever your goal was. And that is the exact moment that we give up, right? Because we skipped a few weeks and now we're like, oh, I'm not sticking to it. And so it doesn't give us a chance to sort of like catch back up. But if you had made a total goal and instead had said, I'm going to read 52 books this year, you still have time, right? Like you still have plenty of time to make up for the lost time that you didn't have while you were on vacation or you were sick or whatever. So that's my favorite way to look at a goal, especially if it's a year long goal.
Yeah, that's a great point, because that is the point where you stop, because you're like, well, I didn't make it that far. So yeah, to have that year-long thing is a great idea.
Yeah. And then the other thing I always like to say is to focus on the process and not always necessarily the end result. Lots of times with a goal or a resolution, we think of the end result. I know a lot of people sometimes like they want to use their phone less. So, that's the goal. I want to use my phone less. But if you don't really have the steps for the process of what you're going to do to reach that goal sort of lined out, you're kind of just like going into it blind a little bit. Like people use that saying, if you, a failure to plan is a plan to fail. So just saying, I'm going to use my phone less doesn't really get you anywhere. So like have some thoughts about what the process is going to look like. Is it going to look like not using your phone for the first hour in the morning? Is it going to, do you tend to use it to just sort of scroll when you're bored? Well, what can you use instead of that? Maybe you start getting some newspapers delivered to the house, or you have some books lying around and you pick those up instead. So it's important to think about the goal, but I always say spend more time hyper focusing on the actual process.
Yeah, it's almost like, and it's really developing routines, a lot of it too, so that throughout the year you get into that routine.
It is. It's sort of drilling down into what's the big goal, and then drilling down, what does the weekly routine look like to get there? What does the daily routine look like? What are the little things that I have to do to get there?
Perfect. Well, that's some great stuff to work on for people if you're trying to set your goals for this year for 2023. So thanks so much, Callie. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, The Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.